Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. My name is Quinn Lee, and today I'd like to describe to you how the Phoenix Talking Scale works. Now, I bought this, it's called a Phoenix Talking Scale, and I believe this one has a capacity of 250 or 300 pounds, I forget. There are two models for it. One is for someone with much higher, bigger weight. I think it was 300 or 350. But my model, the model that I have, is for the smaller people. The capacity is not as high. Okay. Now, I bought this scale from Maxi-Aid. It's called Maxi-Aid in the U.S. for $60 U.S. So I really like it a lot. It's a lot cheaper than the one I used to get in Canada called Cobalt or something with an English accent. I believe that Donna Slater earlier on the list on the website, the Blind Cool Tech website, already reviewed that one. This one is quite cheaper, so I like it a lot. Okay, so let me describe to you the size of the weight itself. Let me see. The length is about, let me see, 26 centimeters. So the length is about 26. Let's see how many inches that is.
26 divided by 2.54 equals 10.
Yeah, so it's about 10 inches or so, and it's almost a square shape. Because the width is also about 20. Let's see. Yeah, the width is about the same, so it's a kind of a square shape. And it's quite light. I think it's probably about 1 pound. I don't know. I'm not good in weight itself, because obviously you cannot weigh this thing with the scale. So it's quite light. On the very top, in the center, there's a screen display. And I guess when you step on it, it will show either pounds or kilos, depending on the setting that you choose. And at the bottom left and the bottom right, that's where you put your feet on. And they have some, I don't know how to describe this, some ridges so that you know where to put your feet on, so that kind of to guide the placement of your feet. Okay, so now on the display, right below the display, there's a button that when pressed, it will switch to either pounds or kilograms. So if it's already in pound, then it will switch to kilograms, and vice versa. Now, when you press the button, it does not make any sound. So the only way to find out whether it's currently in pounds or kilograms is by weighing yourself. Okay, so now let's flip it over So when I flip it over, right now, the display is facing towards the ground, and so the top, when it was originally, now becomes the bottom. Okay, so right close to one of the because the it has a foot. You can hear that? Yeah, it has about four. I'm not sure what you call it. You have to bear with me. English is not my first language, so I don't know how to explain things very well. But yeah, it has all these swingy for things to help the scale stand up, I guess. So close to one of them, there's a switch. And it either switch to the left or to the right. So if you switch to the right, you will turn off the sound of the scale. Now this is good for someone who is only visually impaired, but who still can see the display and would be able to tell their weight without letting other people around you know how much you weigh. So now this is only good for visually impaired people, because obviously it wouldn't work for me because it has no sound. Okay, so let me do a demonstration. Let me show you how it works. The first thing you do is with one foot, you tap on one side, generally the left side. So you just tap to wake it up.
Hello.
To wait.
I'm ready.
Okay, now it said I'm ready. So now you step on it with both foot. Now I just got lunch, so
100.0 pounds.
Yeah, so 100.0 pounds. Now when you step off, 10 seconds later the thing will the machine will switch off. So let's wait for 10 seconds.
Goodbye.
Okay. Now, if you want to re-weight yourself, you can either wait for it to turn off, or usually what I do is I count about, well, because it turned off in 10 seconds, so I count about 7 seconds before I can jump on again, then it will tell me the weight again. Otherwise, it will not tell you the weight again if you jump on sooner. So let me show you. Wake up again. Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, now I step on.
100.0 pounds.
Yeah, so you can see it's pretty accurate. It's telling me the same pound as it did before. 1, 2, 3, 4. So if I jump on again, which might be a little bit too soon.
100.0 pounds.
Oh, well, sometimes if I jump on too soon, it will not tell me, it will not repeat the weight. So I guess I was talking, so I might have wasted more seconds there. But if I jump on now,
100.0 pounds.
Yeah, you see, it's pretty accurate. This thing will go has an increment of 0.2 pounds, and generally I find it's pretty good. Although it does fluctuate one or two, I think it tend to be 1 pound plus or minus 1 pound. But I find this scale is much more accurate compared to the cobalt. I don't know how to pronounce that scale, cobalt scale. So I like this one a lot. Now, if someone is not familiar with this, you have to kind of know how to use it. You know, you have to step on the right moment, because if you step step on right away without tapping the foot and all that stuff to wake it up, it will not tell you your weight. So I know that when my nieces are here and they really like to play with this talking scale thing, but often they don't know how to make it talk. So so for them, the machine talks randomly because, you know. Now, this thing will weigh probably something 4 pounds onward, because less than that, it will not weigh accurately. So, for example, right now I have a bag that has a video camera, a digital camera, as well as some accessories. So I think it's about 4 pounds. I'm not sure. So let me put on it. Oh, let me wake it up first.
Hello.
Yeah, when you tap with your foot, you have to have pressure, otherwise it would not wake up. Okay, let me put on.
4.0 pounds.
Yeah, 4.0 pounds. I don't know, like, the lesser the weight is, I just have a feeling it's not as accurate. So it wouldn't be good to weigh something very light. Okay, so.
0.6 pounds.
Yeah, the reason it does that because I just picked it up to put it back on the shelf, and you know, obviously there's no weight, but still things somehow is trying to weigh itself. Okay.
Goodbye.
Yeah, so in conclusion, I really like this scale. I like it a lot. It's a lot cheaper than my other one. And it goes by, you know, 0.2 pounds, whereas the old scale I had, it was 1 pound increment. So, you know, I could be 98 pounds, and next time I step on it, 99 pounds. And then sometimes next time I step on it, 100 pounds. And this was only within, I don't know, you know, a few minutes. So the fluctuation was bigger, and the increment was also bigger. Okay, in terms of battery, this scale uses 9V battery, 9 volt battery. And the way you do it is by flipping up it upside down. And there's the lid right on the top. And the center is the lid. And you do that, you lift it up with your fingernail or something like that. And then you, once you remove the lid, you remove the battery by lifting up the ribbon. Okay? And, oh yeah. Now, I guess this thing, when you remove, when you install the battery, you have to be careful which way the battery goes, because it's on one end it has two kinds of heads. One is a smaller, rounder hole, and the other one is a bigger, also round hole on the battery itself. And I'm wondering if what happened if you installed wrong. Right now I'm trying to install it in the other way, and I want to see whether it will work. Yeah, it's I think when you install in the wrong way, it doesn't fit. Yeah, it doesn't seem to fit. So I guess that's a good indication. But not really, because now I'm having it the right way and it still doesn't fit. There you go. Now it fits. Yeah, so when you put the battery back, make sure that one part of the ribbon is at the bottom, and then you put the battery on, and then some part of the ribbon will also stick out to help you lift up the battery again. So the way I have the battery right now is the two round holes are facing my right, and the large round hole is facing away from me, whereas the small round hole is closest to me. So that's how the right way to do the battery. And so I'm going to put back the lid. Now, where did I put the lid? There you go. I'm going to put it back. It's not that hard. I don't know how to explain it, but you know, it's not that hard. Yeah. Now, my floor is non-carpeted. I'm not sure how well this one works on carpeted surface. So I can't not comment on that. But other than that, it's a good little scale. So let me know if you have any question. My email is quyenle@cochico.ca. Thank you.